It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. What if someone you cared for vanished forever and you are handed a check for their expected lifetime earnings? In effect, that's what happened to thousands of people who lost loved ones on 9/11. Never before in American history and never since has the government made payments to the families of the deceased as it did through the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. WNYC's Ilya Maritz asked three people who participated in the fund to reflect on the difference the money made in repairing their lives, and he brings us the story.
These three New Yorkers died on the same day in the same place. William F. Burke Jr., a captain in the fire department. Salman Hamdani, a lab technician and an aspiring doctor. Catherine Wolfe, a pianist who worked as an executive assistant. This is the deal the government offered their survivors. Collect a check for all the money your loved one might have made if they had lived, plus an award for pain and suffering, all completely tax-free. The catch? You give up your right to bring a lawsuit. It still doesn't sit well with Mike Burke, Billy Burke's brother.
It wasn't just like a gift to the families because everybody felt so, you know, horrified and sorry for what had happened. It was basically an airline bailout bill, you know, protect them from suits that people feared would cripple, destroy the industry.
I spoke with Burke in a plaza outside the hotel where he works in Midtown. Almost from the moment he learned of his brother's death, money came to Burke, not as a comfort, but as a burden. The word he uses most to describe the feeling is weird.
There was organizations, Japanese organizations, Jewish organizations, organizations from everybody, just handing us checks. $500, $1,000, we'd open it up, be $1,000. Then we'd have to figure out what we're going to do with this. And it was a weird situation.
After all, Billy was the hero, the one who tried to help a quadriplegic man escape from a burning building and paid the price at age 46. After Billy died, his life insurance went to some old girlfriends to whom he'd stayed close. There was no wife and no kids, so Billy's five siblings, all adults, applied to the fund and received a check a few months later.
It was pretty much $1.2 million, something like that. Divided up, we each got somewhere around just over $300 or something like that.
Burke is the first to admit he didn't need the money. In the end, he used his portion to make a down payment on a home in Riverdale. The Burkes also set up a college scholarship fund in Billy's name. Burke says his brother would have been pleased. Financial need, not moral uncertainty, determined Talat Hamdani's attitude to the fund. After her son Salman died at age 23, she stopped teaching school. Her husband stopped going to his deli. They didn't pay their mortgage.
We were not bringing home any money at all, you know, and he was behind, I think, in his store rent also.
Hamdani is a short, stout woman with henna hair and plenty of charisma. It's hard to imagine that for months after the attack, she was in denial about her son's death, completely unwilling to participate in the fund until money worries forced the issue.
When they said that, you know, you had like 3 months left or something, so my husband decided that we should apply, and I did not object.
A family friend, George, who was a lawyer, helped the Hamdanis with the application. But when the check came, they were disappointed. $250,000, the minimum amount.
That was, you know, horrifying.
The fund had calculated Salman Hamdani's future earnings based on the fact that he was making $35,000 a year as an entry-level lab assistant. But Salman planned to be a doctor.
So we decided to fight this. I said, this is just not right. My husband kept at it, and what he did was he went down into the basement where he had his papers, Salman's papers, and took out all this information that he had was applying for medical colleges. He took the MCAT, and he was getting responses from the hospital, you know. And then our lawyer, we went into a hearing, then we had a hearing. I think the name of the person, special master, he was called Feinberg. And I wrote a letter, and I remember reading it out. You know, I didn't read. George read, because I broke down. And I remember saying, you know, the burden befalls a mother.
The burden befalls a mother.
To prove the worth of her child. So what happened towards the end was, you know, he looked at all the paperwork and he said, you know, he moved it up, you know. It was like almost double, you know, so that helped us sustain ourselves financially, you know. I mean, I would give it up even today to get my son back. But it was a help, a great help, not a, I mean, a small help, a great help, you know.
The Hamdanis used that money to pay their debts. Talat Hamdani's husband, Salim, died in 2004, and Hamdani moved with her two surviving sons to Long Island. She's now raising money for a medical school scholarship fund in Salman's name. Catherine Wolfe was 40 when she died, and from the start, her husband, Charles Wolfe, intended to be clear-eyed and methodical about the victim compensation fund.
First of all, I knew this wasn't for the value of my wife's life. I knew that right up front, and I never looked at it that way.
Instead, Wolfe saw the program as a chance to have justice, the justice you might get through a wrongful death lawsuit, but without having to go to court. Compensation for shattered dreams.
We were building a dream together. We saw ourselves with a nice Manhattan apartment with a view, with some space. We weren't over the top, but we wanted to be able to go out to dinner where we wanted to go out to dinner, whenever we wanted to.
Today, Wolf eats out a lot, mainly because he doesn't like cooking for one. He still lives in the same Greenwich Village rent-stabilized apartment he and Catherine shared. He works from home, doing direct sales with Amway. Wolf has curly gray hair and glasses that magnify an already piercing gaze. He won't say how much money the fund awarded to him. Aside from buying a new car, he spent little on himself and instead went shopping for a money manager.
So I went through and I very, very carefully started interviewing different sorts of investment firms. I will not mention names, okay? But I can tell you this, that some of them came back with such god-awful proposals that, I mean, it was insane. What they were, one firm wanted me to put everything into mutual funds. Now, wait a minute. A mutual fund is if you don't have enough money to diversify. I had enough money to diversify. Why are you trying to sell me mutual funds? You know, it's all about their commissions and so forth and so on. So one wanted to put me in this. Another one wanted me to do this. So I went with this firm that nobody knew about. But it was one of those firms that the big CEOs go to. And that was a good firm to go to.
There have been ups and there have been downs. Wolf lost a lot of money on a Lehman Brothers bond in 2008. But by and large, he says, the income from his investments has more than fulfilled the promise of the victim compensation fund to replace Catherine's income. And for Wolf, the money itself became something to care for, even to nurture.
Because I was not going to blow this money. My wife was gone. She had been blown to smithereens. I was not going to blow this money.
Charles Wolf, Talat Hamdani, and the Burke siblings are just three of the 2,880 claimants who lost a loved one and were awarded almost $6 billion in taxpayer money. In the report he delivered to Congress, Special Master Kenneth Feinberg pronounced the Victim Compensation Fund a success. More than 98% of those eligible participated, only a handful of families sued the airlines. But Feinberg has also written that the formula was, quote, defective. He found valuing life to be an almost impossible task. The family of the stockbroker and that of the dishwasher, he wrote, should receive the same check, or no check at all. The Victim Compensation Fund, he says, is not a model that should be repeated. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.